This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 11th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, AM 580's Michael Kaliska talks with Debbie Thomas, the one-time Olympic figure skater. She's now on the staff of orthopedic surgeons at Carle Clinic. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Checks and bill credits start rolling out to Ameren customers this week as part of the utility's rate relief agreement with the state. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
The electric utility says depending on customers' bill status, they'll get either a check or a credit on their next bill over the next 4 to 6 weeks. It could range from the minimum $85 to much more for heavier electric users, especially those who heat their homes with electricity. Ameren's Vice President for Regional Operations, Bill Preble, says credits will go on into 2008 and 09, but he wouldn't predict where rates could go beyond that.
We have the Illinois Power Agency, which will be developed over this next year and will actually procure energy for both Ameren companies and the Commonwealth Edison. There will be a more of a competitive approach to energy procurement.
As the rates were announced, Preble said Ameren plans to ask the State Commerce Commission for another rate increase. He says it would be less than 10% and would take effect at the end of 2008 if it's approved. The rebates don't impress Max Pressgrove, a Decatur man who attended the news conference and called it and the rebates insulting.
I just assume they just keep my part and go ahead and give it to their $1 million bonus fund. Nothing I can do about it.
The credits are the centerpiece of a legislative package that Ameren and ComEd negotiated with lawmakers this year. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
The manager of a local temporary employment agency sees hints of weakness in a quarterly survey of area hiring intentions. The firm Manpower Incorporated interviews employers around the country. Every 3 months, they announce how many expect to hire in the months ahead, how many plan cutbacks, and how many expect no changes. For the last 3 months of this year, Manpower says 33% of interviewed employers in the Champaign-Urbana area expect to add new workers. 10% say they expect layoffs. Office manager Eric Ferguson says that's a drop from the 40% expecting to hire in the same time period last year. On the other hand, he says there's still a good deal of confidence out there.
I see a lot of companies hiring, and so I don't think that the employment fallout that's being seen nationwide, Michigan and Indiana are seeing being hit in unemployment areas much stronger than Champaign.
Ferguson says seasonal hiring in the retail sector is expected to counter expected losses elsewhere. Manpower says Champaign's numbers are close to the statewide average. New allegations of plagiarism are surrounding Southern Illinois University's president. The Chronicle of Higher Education claims Glenn Pichard copied sections of his 1975 master's thesis. The allegations come days after the school's student newspaper, the Daily Egyptian, alleged that Pichard's 1984 doctoral dissertation had at least 30 instances of plagiarism. SIU Chancellor Fernando Trevino yesterday said he'll appoint a committee of senior faculty members to resolve the claims with the doctoral dissertation. And just yesterday, the chairman of SIU's Board of Trustees said the panel is supportive of Pichard despite the plagiarism claims. Pichard has said he might have mistakenly left out some citations in the dissertation, but that he didn't plagiarize. The former five-term congressman and one-time Democratic candidate for Illinois governor has said he won't resign. American and Illinois state flags will be flown at half-staff and special services will be held in memory of the September 11th attacks today. Governor Rod Blagojevich says it's a day of remembrance. He's asking that flags be lowered from sunrise to sunset in observance. In Evanston, a ceremony is planned this morning to honor the first responders and others who died in the attacks. The event will be held at a fire station in the city. Today is the sixth anniversary of the 2001 attacks on New York City and the Pentagon. Urbana City Council directed city staff Monday night to flesh out a proposed special district celebrating the work of its most prominent architect. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Joseph W. Royer Arts and Architecture District would fall between Main and Green Streets, running from Victory Park on the east to the U of I campus on the west. The area is the site of 13 buildings designed by Royer, 10 of them still standing, including the old wing of the Champaign County Courthouse, Canaan Baptist Church, the Lincoln Hotel, and the Urbana Free Library. Alderman Dennis Roberts says the district is a way to focus attention on downtown Urbana.
We foresee this as being the core of an arts renovation for this downtown area, a place where performance events will occur, possible downtown festivals might be associated with celebrating the buildings, and also a focal point for writing grants to bring state money and federal money into the downtown.
But the city's investment would be modest, signs and a brochure to promote the Royer-designed buildings in the district. The Arts and Architecture District would not impose any building restrictions, unlike the two-house Joseph Royer Historic District elsewhere in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Urbana City Council delayed discussion of two historic preservation proposals until September 24th. They include a proposal to review plans for tearing down older buildings in order to protect historic structures. Scientists at Purdue and Lockheed Martin have found out how to extend the lives of communications satellites by redistributing the propellant in the craft's fuel tanks. They tested the method on twin communications satellites launched in 1991 and were able to boost the remaining lifespan for each satellite from 6 to 9 months to about 2 years. Stephen Collicott, a Purdue professor of aeronautics and astronautics, says the extra time means about $60 million in revenue for the broadcast companies that own the satellites and use them to carry TV and radio transmissions. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Debbie Thomas has swapped her ice skates for scrubs. The former figure skating world champion and Olympic bronze medal winner now works at Carl Clinic in Urbana. As a figure skater, she was a specialist of triple axles. Now as an orthopedic surgeon, Thomas specializes in hip replacements. She tells AM 580's Michael Kaliska she doesn't miss the life of a figure skater.
It's time to compare Carmen's.
During the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary, American TV audiences were transfixed by the so-called Battle of the Carmens. Katharina Witt from East Germany and Debbie Thomas of the USA both chose music from the opera Carmen for the skating program. Thomas was leading when she entered the long program, 4 minutes away from glory. But in the end, Witt won her second Olympic gold and Thomas got bronze.
I hate saying I gave up because I never give up, but it was kind of like giving up. So I kind of was standing there waiting to start, and I kind of said, oh my gosh, you're not ready. This is bad. And that's when I should have gotten tough and said, you know what, this is the Olympics, you're going for this. And I didn't. I said, maybe your body will just do it. And I went very passive into my first jump combination, and that was it. It was all over really probably before it started.
Well, there it is for Debbie Thomas, not her best moment.
But luckily for me, I had another plan for life, so it wasn't a total devastation.
Thomas relaxes behind her basement office desk at Carl Clinic in Urbana. A small tag on her suit indicates that she is an orthopedic surgeon.
I keep joking, though. I'm like, I'm 40 and I'm just now starting my real job. What's up with that? Luckily for me, I got to have this whole skating career, so I didn't come out of this, you know, a couple $100,000 in debt like most people would be.
Thomas says people are fascinated by her competition with Katharina Witt. She believes that the media blew it out of proportion. Thomas says actually she got along well with her fellow skaters from Eastern Europe, despite the Cold War tensions between their respective countries.
Unfortunately for them, they always had like KGB or somebody on the trip with them, which isn't that fun. But even the KGB guy was kind of fun sometimes. For us as athletes, it's like it's the same. It's like you're working hard, you're training, you're trying to do your best. So for me, I never felt that my performance had anything to do with anything political. Now, I certainly know that there are people sitting at home going, you need to beat those Russians. We still have too much of that in the world, and it drives me bananas.
When she was five, Thomas says, she already knew her two main life goals. One was figure skating, and the other started with a toy doctor kit.
And they had like the pink nurse kit for the girls and the blue doctor kit for the boys. And I'm like, no, I want to be the doctor. And that's because back then I thought that the doctor was the boss, I think, which now I know better.
Thomas started working on her medical career while she was skating. She studied engineering at Stanford University and later medicine at Northwestern. Overall, it took her more than a decade to become a doctor. But her spirit to succeed got its initial boost with figure skating. As a teenager in California, Thomas had to drive 50 miles to a high school, which was close to an ice rink.
I would take four classes. I would leave at lunchtime, and then I'd skate for 6 hours. And then do my homework in the car with the light on the way home, stay up all late hours, whatever, and, and get up the next day and do the same thing.
Thomas says, now, she doesn't miss her figure skating career too much.
Now, I can barely skate. I fell on my hip when I was trying to make the comeback, and I could never get my triples back. And now I'm so fat, I wouldn't dare try to jump. But we go about twice a year. My husband makes me go skate. We go to Lake Tahoe, and he always wants to do the winter wonderland vacation.
Thomas moved to Champaign-Urbana from California about a month ago with her 10-year-old son Luke and her husband. She says she likes her new home and her new job. Now she's also writing a book, and this may not even be the end.
I still want to be an astronaut, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I always tell people I'm too stupid to know what's impossible.
I'm Michael Kaliska, EM 580 News.
In the forecast for the region today, mostly sunny skies, the high around 73. Clear and cool this evening, the low around 50 around Champaign and 45 in nearby rural areas. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high 71. Fall-like conditions continue tomorrow night, clear and cool, the low around 50. Sunny skies Thursday, the high around 80, partly cloudy Thursday evening, the low 57. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 11th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.